Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Before we get out of here, I just want to give you my quick thoughts on the Chicago Cubs right now. Again, crosstown, hot stove. Garrett Crochet in a Cubs uniform. It's intriguing. It's fun to talk about if you're here in Chicago sports. So here, I'm going to talk about it. Chicago Cubs, they picked up Matthew Boyd on a two-year deal, paying him about $14.5 million a year. I know that sounds like a ton of money because, buddy, trust me, if you're hearing it like I am, that is a ton of money. But for the going rate of starting pitchers, that is about what you pay for a guy who's probably going to be a fourth starter in your rotation. Matthew Boyd, to be very fair, never really been very effective in the major leagues. Had shoulder surgery, came back, was with Cleveland last year. If you remember, he pitched an incredible performance in his season debut against the Chicago Cubs. I think he allowed only one hit, 5 2/3, pitched great. I'm sure Jed wrote that down, obviously. And then into the playoffs, Matthew Boyd pitched fantastic. And the one thing that's kind of curious or intriguing about this pitching, this matchup, is if you go into his stats a little bit, he's been offering up his changeup a little bit more. He's been getting a different pitch mix than he was previous years, and it's been working for him, and his velocity is back. So depth piece, whatever you want to call it, I think it's a pretty solid move for the Chicago Cubs to pick up. I wish the money was spent someplace else, but it isn't something that's so expensive that I'm going to lose my mind about. My final one, maybe if they could have done a one-year deal, that would have been ideal. 2 years is difficult, especially if he does not perform next year, then you're on the hook for a second year of the deal. But this is what the Chicago Cubs are doing. Hitting that middle of the market, a rant for another time. My final one is there's a lot of rumors about Garrett Crochet possibly being traded to the Chicago Cubs. If you listened to my show in the past over the summer, I did not think the Chicago White Sox should trade Garrett Crochet at this particular time. A lot of people think that his value will not be any higher than it is now, and I kind of disagree. I think for a cost-controlled young pitcher that you drafted for the Chicago White Sox, I understand the motive to move on from him now to get other prospects, but if I was them, I would keep him and try and turn him into somewhat of a pillar for your team at least the next couple of years. They're going in a different direction. That's fine. So when it relates to the Chicago Cubs, I'm a little bashful on this one, and I will be honest with you. I would probably hard pass on trading for Garrett Crochet. They're talking about Cade Horton. They're talking about Owen Casey. I'm not saying that those prospects are untouchable, but the bottom line is with Garrett Crochet is two things. One is he's going to want to get paid. Two, was on an innings limit last year. So even if you brought him in this year and increased some of his innings, it will not get up to the full freight for the season. And then the other factor was, you know, he ate up a lot of pitches and just didn't eat up a lot of innings when he was healthy and was out there starting. He is a dynamic player. He's got some great swing and miss. Don't get me wrong. But if you're telling me that you're going to just trim off the top shelf of your prospects for this kind of guy with this sort of – I'm interested in cost certainty. I'm not interested in margin projections like Jed Hoyer is. I want some cost certainty with my return. Garrett Crochet just doesn't provide that type of return, in my personal opinion, at this time. If you want to go – with your top prospects and you want to go out there like I want to do and get Vlad Guerrero Jr., knock yourself out. I would even say that some of the guys out there in Seattle, the Louis Castillos of the world, the Logan Gilberts of the world, I would rather trim some of my top prospects off the shelf and send them to Seattle for some of those pitchers than I would a Garrett Crochet. Cost certainty. I love Logan Gilbert stuff. Maybe not as electric as Garrett Crochet, but still very effective. And Luis Castillo, he's an innings eater. And he's a front of the rotation dude that honestly, like, he's a guy that you can hand the ball to in a game one, game two of a playoff series, and he's going to show up and do his job. I would rather go in that direction. So in my opinion, Garrett Crochet to the Chicago Cubs, I wouldn't do it. I hope they trade him to somewhere else, preferably Baltimore or Boston, get some really great prospects back and let them deal with the possible uncertainty of Garrett Crochet moving forward in the future. But if I'm the Chicago Cubs, I would spend my prospects and my money elsewhere.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.